Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, come on and go with me to my place, spend the night with me. Sex all night till we fall asleep. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Tonight. Let's go.
All right, we got Miss Benita Applebaum. What's up, Benita? How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How y'all doing?
I'm
Doing good. Can't get freaky tonight. Different type of show tonight, Benita. All right. All right. What's up, DJ GQ? What up, man?
What up? How y'all doing? Like,
doing good, man. Oh, see, I just said can't get freaky tonight. DJ GQ that went back down to second gear, Robin. So you gotta bear with us tonight, GQ. Got a big show though.
Right.
And we gotta bring our favorite uncle, the godfather of the Hilltop Radio Show, no other than Leroy Johnson. What's up, Unc? How you doing today, man? Long time.
You finally got it, but that's cool. I'm good. Good to be on tonight, you know? With all of this stuff going on in America, you know? I want everybody out there to get vaccinated. I don't care what the hell you think, but get it done. Let's get this thing off our back. Let's get this monkey off our back.
That's right. For everybody that's not familiar with who you are, Leroy, can you tell everybody a little bit about who you are, sir?
Man, you know, I'm a lawyer, entertainment lawyer, and writer, and clairvoyant. You know, magician, you know, you name it. All around nice guy.
That's right. Real nice guy. Good guy to have on your team, but you screw with him, you're done. Tell him, you forgot to tell him that. They fuck with you wrong, they done.
Man, if they've been listening to the radio, they all this many times that I've been on, they know what's up.
All right. All right, let me see. We got another 713. Maybe this is Vaughn. Let's see if this is Vaughn. Mr. Maxwell, this you, brother? That must not be him.
Oh no, I'm Von's stepbrother. I'm here for the show.
Oh, okay. Where's your brother at?
I have no idea. I'm gonna text him to see where he at.
All right, thank you.
I think did you call in Alan McGreer and Penny?
Alan. Let me call Penny now. You sent me Alan's number, right?
Yep, I sent them both to you.
Oh yeah, okay. Robin, let everybody know where else we're heard on tonight's show. Let me call your sister.
All right, I'm gonna spell it out, but I want everybody to get it right. We are everywhere. Streaming live on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, DJ Sean Live 24/7, Vibes Live Radio. We are on Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker Radio. Did I say Spotify? We're on Twitch, DLive, Mixler, Mixcloud, all social media platforms, just everywhere. No excuse for not tuning in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Man, we're getting views by the hundreds everywhere. Tune in.
I'm doing good, Robin. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hello.
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too.
I had a great
we gotta turn this into a
concert with Najee.
Oh, yeah?
What'd you say? Yeah.
You had a good time with Najee?
Oh, yeah, we had a really good time, even though the people sat me all the way in the
back.
Oh,
there we go. I tell you, stop saying that. You're giving Najee a bad rap.
You know.
It ain't Najee, it's the people.
All right. You got to let them know. I ain't taking this.
I looked at the man. I said, this is where you see Najee's special guest. I'm going to tell him. I'm telling.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot though. It was a great concert, man. Everybody
All
was
right.
dancing, singing. They were on their feet. Thank you.
That's what I want to hear.
Right.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Miss Penny, you there, Miss Penny?
Absolutely. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Everything's lovely here in Cali.
Miss Penny, you want to introduce yourself and let the people know who you are and what you and what you've done?
Oh, sure. So, I mean, it's a long career span, so we won't go into every detail. I started in merch, balleting, tour management. Okay. Went from tour management, talent, and business management. I could say, since we're going to stay on course with either Rick or Tina, I can say over 80% of her career, I was either her talent or business manager. In Rick's later years, I was his talent manager up until his departure. We were actually on a second leg, you could say, of the Street Songs tour. After 20 years of having not, you know, the first Street Songs tour. Currently, I'm a strategy consultant for MRF's consultation group here in Los Angeles, which is my daughter's CEO, Malaya Rain Sarai. We handle medical clients, university clients, mental health, first advocate. Let's see. We're working on a collaboration in the entertainment with the Van Camp acting studio in Paris. And I think we're going to start collaborating with Rayshon Smalls there in Buffalo, which I think he has the Big Dog Entertainment, and they both work with youth directing their course in the entertainment industry, which is in alignment with our mission, the MRS group, which is the entertainment department of that, is to preserve the integrity and professionalism in the arts with the young people. So that kind of wraps it up in a nutshell of what I'm doing out here in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Are we gonna, okay. How's it, I'm going to go ahead and start something. How was it working with your brother, Leroy?
Excellent. Wealth of knowledge, and wouldn't just say that. I mean, you couldn't get it any better because he's an attorney. So you got the brother aspect, you got the legal aspect, you know, the mentorship aspect, and the critical aspect, because he's no joke on holding it back on how things should be.
Oh yeah, because we've done plenty of shows here on the Hilltop Radio Show, you know, about your brother Rick and stuff and all the bad press and crazy nonsense this man's still getting, you know, years and years after, you know, he's departed and gone home and stuff. It's just crazy and not, you know, a bunch of nonsense and stuff. So we always open up the door for him, you know, for Leroy when he needs the airways to, you know, get this out, the real truth. No, because
right. That's,
still
that's
a
wonderful.
Lot of BS going on. Yes, yep. So, yeah.
It can get extremely convoluted, and like you said, especially once people have departed.
Sean, Vaughn is trying to call in.
All right, I see him.
Or else he's calling. Okay.
Yeah, I got him up now. Vaughn, you there?
Great.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Mysterious. Yeah, we hear you, Mr. Mysterious Man. What's up, man? How you doing?
No, not at all. I was told that I was on the call. A little miscommunication there, but we're here. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Can't complain. Feeling great.
All right, we're getting ready to get Alan over Leroy. At least I'm saying your name right tonight.
Hello. I know you. How many years is this?
About a year.
And how many?
Too many. What's up, Alan? What's up, Alan Admiral? Welcome to the show, man. How you feeling tonight, man?
I'm all right. How you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
Yeah, good.
Tell everybody a little bit about you, Alan, who you work for, what you've done, so everybody can get familiar with your brother.
Let me see. The first gig I had was with the Mighty Dells out of Chicago. I was like 19 and went on the road with them. And then I moved to L.A. in 79. I started working with Tina. And from Tina to the Jones Girls, from the Jones Girls to Ray Parker Jr. and Radio, and Etta James and Jeffrey Osborne, and everybody.
Yeah, we just had Shirley Jones on last month.
Shirley.
After her unsung thing from Unsung, yeah, we had her on last month.
Yeah, that's my sister.
Oh, wow.
Left out the most important name of all.
Was that to my Rick?
Yeah. You don't know who you are. You got to let them know.
Oh, yeah, you throw Rick in there.
Stone City Band, right?
I'm sure I left a lot out. There's other people like the Fugees who used material I co-wrote, and Snoop Dogg, and on and on and on.
McNelly, long time no talk to. What was it, yesterday?
Hey, what's up, boo-boo?
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, babe?
Wow. Lovely.
You got to excuse some of the names that they use. They're going to be giving away name secrets on this program. Let's start with Vaughn. I know Vaughn's people, they excited to hear what we got on him. And Vaughn maybe can tell us a little bit about himself and where he wants to go, how he got to where he is. And you got some on the air, and you got some people in the music business, and then you got Sean and Robin and all the rest.
DJs are on.
I first just want to say I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate, everybody tuning in and taking the time out, out of their busy schedules, first and foremost, for sure. But just a little background on me. I've been singing since I was two. My dad has been singing to me since I was a kid. So music has just been around me, and singing in general, and just being around music has just been a natural thing for me. So I always knew since from an early age that I was going to be, delving within to this world, to the music industry and whatnot. And I love it. I wouldn't be able to go, throughout the day. I would, but it would just be a little bit tougher, Music gives me that escape from, the day-to-day things that we got to do, routine-wise. And I'm blessed to say that, I kind of carried over within high school, picking up more knowledge on music and vocal exercising and breath support and the technicalities of singing and music, reading music and whatnot. Once I got to high school, that's when everything started there. I was in two different choirs. I was in a choral, like mass choir, went to different churches and whatnot to sing, and I was in a jazz choir or a jazz ensemble. We danced and sang at the same time, so I got my endurance up a little bit from dancing and singing at the same time, and that was a lot of fun. I think that was a point in my life where I always look forward to, oh man, I got a recital or we got a performance, even rehearsal. I always love going to rehearsal right after school. Just because I was at school all day. And now, I'm like, great, we can, just do what we want to do in this, small time frame. And then fast forward, I got to Syracuse University, went there for music.
Oh, Big Orange, the Orange Man. Okay.
Yeah, Big Orange Man. I was only there for a year just because, and Leroy knows this, but
Leroy, I'm surprised Leroy went after you. He's a Georgetown man. You know, Georgetown and Syracuse, the robberies there. Yeah.
Well, okay. When I got there, we made the switch to
ACC. I give him the respect.
So, yeah. I love Georgetown, though. Georgetown is one of my favorites, for sure. I think that's why, you know, we always, you know, got along, you know. But, no, I, honestly, once when, you know, I got there, pretty much had a real realization of, okay, this is exactly what I want to do, and don't know necessarily how I'm going to do it, but I know that this is not necessarily the path I want to take. So I left after a year, came back home, trying to figure out what I wanted to do school-wise. You know, went to ECC, took a couple classes at Buff State, ended up figuring it all out and, you know, ended up getting a general studies degree, associate's degree with a focus in sports management from ECC this past fall. And during that stint, I was taking care of my grandmother. I was her caretaker for 2 years. So I had a lot of grooming and a lot of life hit me a lot faster, to say the least, you know, from most who finished off at Syracuse and from most who, you know, left Buffalo and was, you know, still in that school life and that structured day-to-day. Unlike me, you know, my life was completely different. Not to say everybody, you know, everybody has their own, you know, struggles or their own life, you know, and their own ups and downs, but mine just hit a little bit faster from most. So it taught me a lot of things, you know, being around somebody who's, you know, twice my age. She gave me so much gems and knowledge just to take just through life and to apply. I applied it within, you know, into this, into the music and how I approach it, and how I think about it, and my patience within it. Patience was the biggest thing that I learned throughout that entire time. But yeah, and once when I, you know, she moved on, like I said, I got my degree, associates, and you know, started to really, really focus on this EP, Sudden Changes. And I was focusing on it for about a year, year and a half. Most of the songs are around from that time frame. The newest ones are, you know, kind of on the back end of the EP, Under Lights, Real Talk, and then also All Love Interlude. But I definitely am appreciative of everything that I went through prior to all this. Because I wouldn't be able to supply. I wouldn't be able to supply this at all if I didn't go through what I went through.
You had to be talented in order for Leroy to call me about you. Because you know you're the second young man from Buffalo that he's inquired us here at Hilltop about. So you must be very talented.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. But, yeah, you are the second one, the second young man. Yes, sir.
And I appreciate, and he knows how much I appreciate him for that. Sorry for cutting you off, but I appreciate him crazy for, you know, everything, not just for this opportunity, but for everything, for sure, these past 7-8 years.
All right. Well, let's get into one of the songs here on the show, y'all, and then we'll go from there. Y'all know how I do it. Which song should we start with, Leroy? Or it doesn't matter?
Yeah, I mean, that's up to you guys. Go ahead and do it, you know?
All right, let's do it. We'll just go down the road. 716, Von Maxwell.
Nigga. Oh, 716, nigga, that's the code. This is for the gang, shout out to my walls. Also to our fallen soldiers and lost souls. Promise y'all things will be different tomorrow. You know who you are, don't even gotta disclose. Wasn't for my brother's side, this wouldn't be this cold. Shout out to my mother, she just wanna see us grow. Praises to my Lord and Father, keep us on the go. Keep us in line, keep us in the zone. Ain't wasting no time trying to get it on our own. Got brothers black and white, you can get it how you want. Never push and shove, think twice before throwing bows. Forget your team, they fugazi. We chase the green every day, yeah. Don't miss the wave, it's a new day. Resending shots coming this way. Nothing to fear, we built a different way. Long wind is here, trying to step out of the shade. Staying 6 feet, no, it's no time to complain. Keeping it real and love to UGK. 716, nigga, that's the code. To my walls.
Maxwell, and the title of that song is 716 right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. You guys know how we do it. Go ahead, DJ Debo, talk to us.
Got a nice vibe to it. I enjoyed it. It's something I will ride to. That's what I call contemplating music, something I will ride and just think to. I like it.
That's love. Right. That's love, man. Appreciate it.
Leroy? You're next.
He shouldn't be asking me, man. I'm the one who brought him on the program. He wouldn't be. You know that.
I'm just messing with you.
You've got, in terms of drive and ambition and that, and career motive, I think he's in the right direction. And I think that he's got some solid vocals and he's got some solid understanding of vibe and what's him. The music is him. It's about him. And he's not trying to copy anybody. He's authentic to who he is and what he's about. I think he's got a lot going for him right now at his young age.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Miss Benita Applebaum.
I like it. I'm with Devo. I'm definitely at the vibe, too.
Appreciate it.
DJ GQ, talk to us.
Yeah, I liked it. Got potential. I enjoyed it.
All right.
Appreciate
going up, going up. Miss Robin Lynn Maven, Vibes Live Radio. I am streaming Seattle, Washington.
Now, see, if I still had one, I'd throw that on the reel-to-reel, throw it on the 8-track, get in the car, and just roll. Okay?
Thank you.
Very, very nice. I'm feeling the music today. Thank you.
Oh, man, that's love.
All right, Miss Peggy. Oh, shoot, I got her on mute. Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. I apologize. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. That is real mute. That is just, ooh. Oh, my goodness. That is, oh, I'm feeling it. I'm loving it. I'm feeling it. Yes. All right.
Ah, thank you.
All right. Miss Penny, go ahead, Miss Penny. Talk to us.
It's kind to what the kids in the streets are listening to. So, you know, if he's the writer, then he's going to have a career.
All right. Mr. Admiral.
Are you the writer, Vaughn? Are you the writer, Vaughn?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I write everything.
Music and lyrics?
Not music. Music necessarily just like melodies in my head, so I consider that But not technically music, but vocally and lyrically, I'm a songwriter, or I try to pride myself on that, and focus in on that because I know that that's, it's a key component, but it's also something that gets overlooked because everybody, like LeRoy put, everybody is kind of, not everybody, but there's a mass of a lot of people that sound just alike. So, and that's something that he always told me, like I said, from 8 years ago when I was 18, 19, to just focus on being me, no matter who what anybody has to say about it. As long as I can stay in that lane, stay in my own lane, then everything, all the chips will fall. Yeah.
Right, you'll find your audience. So 100%. I agree. The writing aspect is important, and to stay current with your producer or music writers in the street, so it seems current.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Mr. Adam, Alan Admiral, talk to us, big brother.
It sounds like Penny said, it sounds like what's going on in the streets these days. So, you got your ear to the ground, and as long as you keep your ear to the ground and your head to the sky, you can go places.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Before we go on to another one of your songs, Von, what's the artist today? I'm going to take Debo's question he always asks. What's the artist today that you would want to share the stage with or collab with?
Man,
new school or old school?
I mean, it can be today or from past or just current. Like, you talking about just current artists?
Oh, yeah, old school, new school, old school. Yeah.
Oh, old school. Okay. Man, that's tough. If you add in the old school, that's tough. I would say off The Weeknd. Weeknd's somebody who I think our voices would pair very well together. The Weeknd, Brent Faiyaz, Creole Soul, somebody who I really would love to work with. She's great. Who else? Drake, of course. Old school. This might sound wild, but Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake is like one of my favorite performers, artists too, but performers. In general, him, Bruno Mars, it's so many. Stevie Wonder is like one of my favorite artists ever. That's good enough for now. There's so many more, but those are to just name a few.
Okay. All right, we're going to the next song. This is called Real Talk.
Switching gears, then coming back to me wish you disappeared. Now that you're back to me, feels like I'm ahead of you. Not all this promise that I was gonna do better, girl. Fighting and arguing, we not getting anywhere. Sorry, not sorry, but feels like I don't even care. Oh, 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 got me singing. Oh, oh, oh. If I call my braggadocious, I just gotta tell my truth, cause nobody's told it. Dion keep it on a loop, yeah, that's my woody. He always stays 10 toes down, never folded. No.
Top radio show, Mr. Alan Admiral, talk to us, big brother.
Yeah, that sounds like something I can hear on the radio today, you know? That sounds right. Like that should be out right now.
Oh, yeah. Said, Mr. Penny?
Yes, I would not agree with Alan, because we're going to agree with each other. Probably with though we have similar tastes. We have worth ethics that are similar, I would look at a Sweetie or a Bia, somebody else, kind of edgy, as a female rapper, you know, for the remix.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a nice thought, for sure. Appreciate it.
All right, Miss Peggy.
Just keep bringing it. That is... That's nice. That's fire. Real nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. You're so welcome. So welcome.
Robin Lynn.
And I do have one quick question. Where has been your favorite place to perform at? So where is your favorite place there?
I would have to say, man, in Buffalo, like in my hometown, or anywhere? There was a place in Boston, I believe, that I went with my my jazz ensemble. It was almost like a, I don't know if you've seen Game of Thrones at all, a TV show on HBO. But, you know, like their headquarters when they're in court, you know, it's kind of like a circular dome almost, and the chairs and everything are kind of shaped like a circular shape around you, and it's the echoes and the acoustics are just crazy. They were crazy. I couldn't believe just the vibe that was in there.
So you were playing, I forgot
the name of the place, but I'm sorry,
you were playing in the Round, a place called In the Round.
In the Round, yes, okay, yeah.
It's In the Round Theater. Or,
yes, okay, yeah. That's I couldn't think of the name. Yes. That was by far probably the best, my favorite, personally, just because of the acoustics was mint. You know, the acoustics were mint. So, yeah, that place in Boston, for sure.
All right. Robin Lynn Maven.
Loyal but lonely. Ah, come here, baby. Because I like the sensitivity. It's okay. another nice song. I like how you're expressing yourself. You don't get a lot of men expressing themselves like that. So keep it up. It's nice.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
GQ, DJ GQ.
Yeah, man, I like the song, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, man. Stay focused. It's, you got something there.
Thank you. Will do. Will do. Yes, sir.
Benita Applebaum.
I don't know. I feel like it was kind of romantic. So I like it. I feel like, she was definitely making some love on that song.
I knew she was going to get it in there sometime tonight, Robin. I knew she was going to get it in there sometime tonight.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that, though, for real. trying to you know, bring in that groove, you know, whenever I can harness it. I like to, you know, because I don't like to just be, you know, just that. Just talking about just, oh, man, it's about love, or I feel like I need to be making love. So it's like, I forgot the previous lady that I was talking earlier, but she put it well, just like, you know, expressing yourself more. You don't get a lot of men, you know, doing that. So I just kind of want to focus on that aspect even more, and kind of, you know, shake that trend of being just secular, you know, or that's the only thing that men can do, you know. We can show our vulnerability in a great spot. Another person I forgot to mention that kind of does that, sorry if I'm going to veer off, but Lucky Day, you mentioned somebody that I would love to share a stage with. He is definitely somebody who I would love to share a stage with, Lucky Day. He does that very well.
Well, coming from the old school, there have been men in the past who have expressed themselves, like Luther, his first song, "Never Too Much."
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like that's from a female point of view. You don't never hear men running around talking about, "I can never get too much of your love, baby," but you did then.
Yeah.
How can you forget?
It's a good place to come from.
Yeah, DJ Devo, go ahead.
I was going to say, how can you forget Lenny Williams?
Oh, yeah.
Lenny Williams, he did more than express. But anyway, the song, again, I will call it contemplation music for me, because that's, again, something that I would ride to and just contemplate on things and think on things, you know. And it's up to date. It's very, very current. You know what I mean? Like a couple of other brothers and sisters said, it's what's trending on the radio. So it's very current. It's very relevant, but it's different. It's actually stand out from what we're hearing on the radio, because it is more of a expression from a man's point of view about himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's very trending, and I like it, definitely.
Thank you.
Leroy, you know I'm coming to you.
Oh. Yeah. I think he lets the music and his vocals and his feelings speak for the song, as opposed to the musical embellishment that a lot of other artists use, instrumentation. That kind of like it, because you got if you do reach a point where you think you need the embellishment and the instrumentation, then he's good where it is. Kind of reminds me of what Marvin used to do with a song. Marvin used to, you know, sing it. You don't need any instrumentation or anything. Just sing it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think he's in that direction. Wow. Which is more, as some of the other people have expressed, is sensitivity music,
right?
Flow music that you can, you know, that you can contemplate things on, you know. And that's a credit to his writing and vocals and putting those two together, and then having the musical content not conflict with.
Right.
Thank you.
This is a question I want to ask Ms. Penny, Allen, and you, Leroy. What's today's music missing? Is today's music missing anything from back in the day when you guys were, you know, doing y'all's thing with music? What's missing today that needs to be, that needs to come back, or everything is good?
I don't think it's missing, to be honest with you. You know, I think the music today is what's happening today. And we can't measure it against, you know, what we used to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And as we can't measure, like, in the 40s and the 20s, they used to listen to a whole different form of music. Music progresses, you know, and the question is whether you capture the feel or the essence of the time. And that depends on who the artist is and what he's doing. So because one artist, you know, different artists come out and they take the whole music thing to a whole different direction.
Absolutely. And when we were talking about the last song, it's like a Chris Brown. He got a hell of a following, you know, and a hell of a performer. And there's going to be always room for, in a particular decade, in a particular era, for people like the Chris Browns, people like the Vaughns. That's going to move the needle. The people like the Marvins and that we listen to that sing those type of songs, the Al Greens prior to that.
Oh, yeah.
There's a question that for Vaughn that I'd like to ask, and that is, you know, I think an artist really becomes an artist when he starts feeling his songs and his everything about the song, and he starts feeling it on stage. You feel as though you've gotten to that point where you really feel the song and the emotions of the song when you perform.
100%. I haven't yet performed any of the EP work. I just dropped EP July 16th, so I haven't had a chance to, you know, have any bookings or anything show-wise. But I noticed the connection to it while I was recording, to be honest, and even after the fact when I was finished, that connection and that automatic feeling towards it, it's an amazing feeling. I never thought I would, you know, kind of have that feeling alone, but the fact that I do is something that I want to continue to feel, you know, to, you know,
I can hear it. I can hear it. So, you know, I just was wondering if you felt it, because I think that's an artist really becomes a great artist when he really feels what he's doing.
Oh, yeah,
and that's
sure. For sure.
About everybody in any field, when you start really feeling it and you know that you got that. I mean, I got that.
Yeah. 100%. I think that's why I waited so long too, because I could have put out, you know, work when I was 19, 20, 21. I had people pressuring me. My own mom was kind of, you know, you should be releasing, you should be doing, you know. But I was like, I kind of need to just harness in and work in on figuring out me as an artist, because being, you know, Leroy, and I'm sure everybody else knows, being a singer and a performer and being an artist are two separate things, two separate lanes. So if all you've been doing is just been singing and performing up front, and that's great, that's all amazing. But when you try to delve into trying to be a recording artist, that's a whole nother beast. So you can't. I always knew that I couldn't jump into it prematurely, even though vocally or talent wise I was ready for it. But like you said, as you put feeling, I didn't have that assertiveness of like, okay, yeah, this is me, you know. I didn't have that yet. I had to go through some things and really live life a little more.
There you go, life.
Yeah, yeah. That's what.
With that said, Vaughn,
yes.
And back to what DJ Sean said or asked. It could be missing direction. It could be missing what music is the soul of the music. It could be missing the creativity, experience that a lot of people don't have that's jumping out. And every recording artist is not going to be an entertainer. That's one in a million. It really is to marry the two. To be a great former, you don't have to be a dynamic singer out of this world, a Teddy Pendergrass, a Aretha Franklin. If you know to stay in your lane and stay true to your lane, but as a recording artist, but as an entertainer, you have to bring it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing worse than a boring show.
Yeah.
Or not being able to. Not being able to sing what you got on recording. You know, that's
yeah.
Well, let's hit that song. Let's move on so that we can. I'm feeling it. So it's a
right.
whole different feel when you listen to it on your own, and then when you listen it, you know, you're listening to it with some people. It's a whole different feeling to this whole thing.
All right, y'all, this is the Hilltop Radio Show. This Monday night, we're listening party with Mr. Bon Maxwell, with Leroy Johnson, Miss Penny Johnson, Alan Admiral, Miss Peggy, Robin Lynn Maven, DJ DQ, DJ Debo. They twin brothers, y'all. I forgot to mention that. Benita Applebaum and Miss Peggy. We'll be right back, y'all.
Is going south. If you're feeling any doubt, I'll promise to hear you out. Yeah. I'll promise to hear you out. Yeah. All of your thoughts mixed with all of your anger, making you so tired. Your vision getting tainted. I'll tell you why, cause you fuckin' with niggas who ain't shit. Your comments so dry, callin' my phone, you ain't shit. Pretty young senior readers, give me y'all all of you, just take it. With no reciprocation, how you all open and naked? Maybe it's your daddy, true, that made you like this. But like in GTA, hope they don't find you wasted.
DJ Debo, talk to us.
Once again, contemplation. Contemplation,
vibe.
Man.
Vibe,
I mean, that's straight up. That's what it is. I mean, it's a vibe, and definitely, again, current and relevant. Stay the course, young brother. Stay the course.
Yes, sir.
All right, Miss Benita Applebaum.
I think it's something that the men need to listen to so that they can listen to us.
Well, yeah, you're going to find a way to get this sexual way there, boy. I'm telling you, boy. All right. DJ GQ, what's up, man? Robin Lynn, go ahead, sweetheart. Talk to us.
Yeah, dude, can we get some nutmeg up in here? We need some nutmeg, man. This dude is really sweet up in here. I like him.
thank you.
Oh, crazy.
And I'm late.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Go ahead, Miss Penny. Talk to us. I mean, Miss Peggy. I'm sorry, Miss Peggy.
That is. I'm feeling it, loving it. Definitely keep doing what you're doing. That has a definitely old school vibe that we're not hearing that much anymore in today's music. I mean, even though you're up at the times, it's just like so much we can't understand what a lot of the younger rappers, but that is some fire. That is just sweet. Very.
All right. Go ahead, Miss Penny, talk to us.
Seems to be fluid. The project, everything so far, consistent and stand in a particular groove, which is important. It's not all over the place.
Right. Mr. Allen, talk to us, big brother.
I'm curious as to who his influences are. I mean, whose music do you listen to?
I listen to a lot. That's so tough for me. I listen to so much. Like I said, the old school, new school. I love it both.
But who influences you out of all the stuff you listen to? What gets your boat to rocking?
I would say Drake, Brent Faiyaz, Leo Soul, Frank Ocean, The Weeknd. Victoria Monet, Lucky Day. Definitely artists who kind of know how to be vulnerable, I guess, in a state, now that I'm thinking about it. something that I just gravitate to naturally, 100%.
Yeah, I hear a little Weekend in you, and that's not a bad thing. Man. Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Go for it.
Yes, sir.
Who's an old school? Any old school artist you grew up listening to? I know your mom and dad had to play that. You know, that music. Who'd you grow up listening to that? I'm gonna go piggyback off Alan's question. Who old school could have been influenced by?
100% off rap.
Yeah,
for sure. Earth, Wind & Fire. This is all from my mom. My mom's side. Earth, Wind & Fire. Anita Baker. Kim. Anita Baker is like my favorite female artist ever. Kim. Take Six for both of my dad and my mom. Stevie Wonder. My dad was more on Brian McKnight. Take Six, Justin Timberlake. Robin Thicke. I think some old times too. Temptations for sure. Prince. Michael Jackson, 100%. I used to always watch, like, collected DVDs, like, a bunch of the collection DVDs that he had. My dad, maybe, you know, not maybe, but he just bought them, and I just naturally just watch them every day after school. Who else? There's so many. Luther, The Whispers. Yeah. The Whispers is, like, one of the – Whispers are, I think, legends that just don't really get talked about enough. Man. Yeah, that's as many I can come up with right now, but there's so many. So many. You guys are blessed. I always say I wish I was born in like the 80s or 70s or something. Yeah, born in the 70s and was, at this age in the 80s, late, early 90s or something. I feel like you guys have had just so many different artists who were not afraid to be them and didn't care about the mass media, what they had to say. And that's another thing. Mass media wasn't really a thing. It was, but it wasn't, it wasn't a lot of social media. It wasn't social media to kind of drag everything along and push certain trends. And, it was more just, more genuine. It was more genuine during the time. A lot genuine. A lot more genuine. I envy you all in that way, for sure.
All right. Alan, you saying something, Alan? Yeah, no.
I was going to ask him about how he sees his music touching his audience. I remember when I was a kid, I used to be in my mama's living room, singing to the chimney with the candle holder, And I was imagining that I was in front of 20,000 people, and mm-hmm. how I was making the move. Do you see yeah. yourself turning your audience on? How do you connect with your audience?
Yeah, I think, like you said, envisioning. I usually just stand in front of my mirror and just kind of envision that whole scene, whatever it is that God bless me with, the mass, number. I don't really try to think too much about that. Because I've been in performing, and I've been in front of crowds to start, since I was a little kid. So it's weird to say, but that piece is more natural than recording for me. Recording for me, actually, I have to get in a different zone. I have to focus more. I have to think about things a little bit more. When I'm performing, it's not really there's no thinking on my end or envisioning things. It's just I feel it's all about feeling. Like Roy kind of put. He has kind of an upper hand because he's seen me perform, so he knows where I'm driving.
Does your performance side influence your recording side?
I have to separate the two personally, just because they're two different energies for me. How I project within a microphone as opposed to projecting, at a microphone in a studio. It's more, a little more sensitive. You don't have to project as much. You can kind of hone back, and it'll pick up everything that you want it to. Little things like that. So within performance, you don't have to really worry about that because you kind of get all the mic check done, and it's just different. It's just completely different. I love it, honestly. I can't wait to perform live. I can't wait again. That's going to be amazing.
All right, Leroy, anything you want to add before we go to the last song?
Everybody said it all, I was surprised with the last song because I'd never heard it before, I'd like to hear the last song.
All right. This is called Under Lights.
While I beg and plead, hoping time could
All right, that's Under Lights right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Mr. Von Maxwell is with us. All right, start with DJ Debo. Talk to us, big brother. Go ahead, Benita.
Oh.
Yeah, I love it. I think like everybody else say, you know, you got to bring back that R&B. And he got it. Sounds good. I love his sound.
Thank
Can you
right,
hear me?
DJ, yes, yes. Debo, DJ Debo.
Yes, sir. I was fighting with the mutant button. Apologies. But, yeah, so once again, contemplation. It's just it's very relevant. Everything I've heard is very relevant to today. Those are simply tracks that should be on the radio right now. You know, in mainstream radio in rotation, because it's the music is more relevant than most of the things that we're hearing on the radio right now. You know, just again, stay your course. Stay your course, bro. Stay your course.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. DJ GQ.
Yes. Awesome, man. Awesome. I love to have all these tracks. If I can get them, I'll get the music out there for him.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Robin Lynn.
So this is, I hope that this is an artist that is not underrated and that falls through the cracks. He needs to be in arenas and concerts and tours everywhere, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you everywhere. Yeah.
I can't wait to meet all of you, honestly. I really can't.
Well, come on over.
I'm gonna have to now.
Don't you do that.
Don't do that. She gonna have you in the backyard.
Yeah,
she gonna have you in the backyard with open toed Jesus sandals on, cutting grass. Really dropping alone. Go ahead, Miss Penn. I mean, Miss Peggy.
Oh, that's definitely smooth. That's It's ride music. Definitely keep doing what you're doing. That's you have a craft. Don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Miss Penny.
He's sticking true to the R&B. So that's a great lane to be in.
Oh yeah.
I feel like it's definitely R&B.
Oh yeah. Mr. Allen.
Well, you know, you definitely got some arrows in your quiver there. You know, I was wondering, what did you have anything on the up-tempo side?
For this EP, no. For this EP, it was definitely just a vibe that I was in. Like one of the DJs put earlier to it, you know, it's kind of this consistent. The
okay.
Sound
you in the blue, so the you
next,
in the blue
so the
light
next,
mode.
Huh? Yeah. Well, you know, it's a lot of. It was perfect. It was perfect for, you know, for my time, the time that I was in, and the lyrics. This was more so just like more of a testimony. Project for me, in a sense, me kind of getting off everything that I harnessed in for years and years, you know.
I feel you.
But so the next, I know for sure, the next, whatever it is, if it's a single, EP, album, I'm not sure exactly what, as far as new release will be. I know it'll be a lot more up tempo, just because I'm in a different mood, I'm in a different headspace, you know, different energy. But this project in particular was very, it was like the cover art, you know, very, very dark yet beautiful, you know, just in terms of, you know, the softness of my voice gives that beautiful tone, you know?
Yeah, that's that baby making music. That's baby.
And there's been several artists that, you know, came with that feeling. You know, Maxwell had an album like that, Joe, Kim, that you mentioned. There's been several artists that was consistent throughout the project. You just put it on, whether a glass of cognac or a glass of wine or whatever it is that your flavor, a glass of juice, whatever your flavor was, you know, candlelit music, you know, and like Emma said, you know, get baby making, get in the groove.
That's right. Leroy?
You know, I heard some interesting things, and not only this song, but the other songs, some what I would consider transitional things, like a transition from rap into vocals, which was done nicely with a taste of staccato, and then moving from vibrato into other things, which you don't see many artists do that. The quick staccato that you did, and then went into vocals on top of that, which is, I thought, was real nice. You know, that's something pretty unique. I think you need a project like this to open up and to expand, to see what you feel like, what you really are about. And, you know, if this is what you're about, then fine. Then, you know, I don't think that you need to do any upbeat anything. When you feel it, you'll feel it.
I do agree with, I forget his name. So many names circulating right now. But the gentleman that did say what he said about, you know, having upbeat. But I definitely think I'm just that type. Like, I always just transition, as you put that word, if you put, you know, I transition. So, like, just within life, I'm not talking about just within music, but within life, I like to, you know, move on and transition wherever it is. So I can guarantee you the next project definitely will sound completely different. It's going to sound completely different.
Hey, well, I wasn't trying to say there's nothing wrong. There's something wrong with what you're doing.
What you're doing is perfect. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What you're doing. I was just wondering if you had any ups on this project. But nothing wrong with the whole project being in this mode. There's nothing absolutely wrong with that.
That's right.
I remember. I remember the Isley Brothers had that. The Heat Is On album. I used to put that side two on with the three slow jams on it. And that sucker would play all night.
Right? Marvin Gaye, I Want You. Marvin Gaye, I Want You album. Okay.
I would say depending on what kind of mood you're in and what you're trying to do.
That's true.
You know, I want to throw something in the, if I'm with that person, and you know what I mean, whatever mood we're trying to set. I don't want to fast tempo.
That biology working.
Well, they said you can say put the needle on, let it play.
Put that nickel on that arm and let her go.
Absolutely.
Von, where can people find you at on social media, on the social media outlets?
At Von Maxwell, VaunMaxwell. And then my Twitter is Von's World with the extra D at the end. So Von, VaunVghn, SWORLED. That's Twitter. But everything else is at Von Maxwell.
All right, let's get into a couple of callers. We got some callers on the line waiting. Let's see. This is Marilyn. 443, welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
All good, bro.
Okay, okay. What's going on, Vaughn, man?
How you doing? Good, good.
I'm good, bro. You know who I am, man. This is Chris, man. I'm a good friend of Vaughn. And
what's up, Chris?
Yeah, from Baltimore.
Oh,
yeah, man.
My guy.
Yeah, I just wanted, you know, I tuned in and my guy said he was going to be on, you know, you guys' show, and I'm really proud of him, and just wanted to, you know, just show love, show support. Definitely, you know, appreciate your music, man. Appreciate how you've been growing and continuing, you know, your craft. And definitely just wanted to show my support and let you know that, you know, I've been listening to the EP, and of course we've shared some different music and different artists that we've liked and songs that's come out. But you know, for right now, it's about you. And you know, I just definitely want to show my support and continue to support you in that, you know, whatever it is, whatever way I can, man. And just continue to do what you got to do, continue to make good music, you know, from the heart, from your soul. And I'm sure that God is going to bless you, you know, in whatever endeavors that you know that you come across that you want to pursue. Just keep going, man. Keep doing the music, and you know, like I said, I'm gonna support you. So that's all I want to say, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man.
All right, well, man. Thank you. Thank you for calling in from Baltimore. This is Mississippi. This young man was on last night. Too Smooth, what do you think about Vaughn Maxwell's music, one artist to another?
Man, I like it, man. It got a really nice up-to-date vibe to it. Very, very relevant. I can hear The Weeknd. I can hear the Brent Faiyaz. I listen to Brent Faiyaz a lot. Now, I actually just got put on him probably a couple months ago, so I definitely hear that in your voice, man. And your range, you know, your vocal ability. Like, I mean, man, you got the package, man. You got the package. I definitely like what I heard.
That's love, man. What's your name again? I didn't catch it. My bad.
Too smooth,
man. Yes, thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, Leroy, we had this young man on last night, Miss Penny and Alan. We had this young man on last night, and he really tore the show up last night. So what I want to do is I want to play one song from last night and see what y'all think. And this is called Hey Lady.
Surgeon trying to find
Mississippi. Leroy, what do you think about that young man? Leroy there?
Hold on, I'm sorry, I had it on mute. So I just gave the whole speech. But you know, I'm a firm believer that a hit is a hit, and if you take a hit and you do something creative with it, you got a hit. The music you can't lose with, you know. And I think he did a good job, you know, and it would be interesting played at a club or played on the radio. They play it. You know, I like it. Sound like you had a little Rick in there.
A friend of mine.
I heard. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, a friend of mine co-wrote Love TKO, Gip Noble Jr. So he'd be very, very happy to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
Miss Penny?
You rarely hear a sample from Gamble, huh? You know, they don't mess with them too much. You know, real music. So I agree with Leroy. You know, Teddy Pendergrass. How could you go wrong? You know, that's your sample. So yes, it was nice.
Vaughn, what do you think, Vaughn?
It was definitely a nice groove. I was over here and hit my 1-2. I ain't gonna lie, I was hitting nice with 1-2. For real,
appreciate it, man.
It's a very filled up vibe. You feel me? Very catchy too. So it's like it's something that you don't remember. You know what I mean? Like I know after I got a song, pretty cool. You know? It's definitely really nice for sure. For sure. Too smooth, man. Too smooth. It's an honor, man. It's an honor to meet you over the phone, man. Keep doing you. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, brother. Same to you.
Appreciate it, man. All
right. What we're going to do is we're going to jump in to this tribute real quick about Tina Marie. And the people that knew Tina Marie best are the ones that's on the line, which is Tina Marie's manager at the time, Miss Penny Johnson, Alan Admiral. I'm gonna call you Alan Admiral because you was with her when you was with Stone City Band, and Leroy was around her because he managed Rick at the time. So Penny, you was around Tina more than anybody. Tell us a little bit about how Tina was as an entertainer and as just a person.
Extremely dynamic. Someone asked me about what separated her in that era. Her writing capabilities, her musicianship, performing hands down was dynamic. And there weren't too many women, I think, that if we can talk or ask some of the DJs that they've seen several shows, I don't know if they've ever caught her in a live performance, but during that time, you can't really, well, I don't know. I'd have to ask a question. How many headlining funk artists can you name at that time that were headliners and performing anywhere from pop to funk to jazz? A lot of people, they know her hits. But there were songs, and I think I mentioned this to you, DJ Sean, that at the time that a record company chooses what they feel is a hit and they push that, there are other songs that may sell the album. So there's been several songs that move the album that may not necessarily have hit the greatest hits list. You know, you have songs like Casanova Brown and Sunny Skies and Tune In Tomorrow. And, I mean, she has tons of mainstream ballads and then tons of jazz ballads. So she was a very exceptional artist for those times. In the mentorship of Rick, having produced that first album, Dick Rudolph and the second album, the third album, all the way out through her career, she produced. So Alan McGreer was there prior to maybe a year prior to me coming along, but we spent decades together. He was our MD that co-wrote, did a lot of arranging. I'm not still your glory. I won't let you talk about you, but as far as an artist, she paved the way in many ways for young white girls, young black girls in the music industry.
Yeah, because she was she got the name of the Ivory Queen of Soul, right? Wasn't that the Ivory Queen of Soul, correct?
Yeah.
One of the names they called her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
So Alan, talk to us about, you know, your life with Tina.
I met Tina when I first got to L.A. I mean, not 3 months after I had arrived here did I get an audition to go up and audition for her. And, you know, I was pretty well shocked, you know, because I had never seen a Caucasian perform like she did. I mean, her singing was natural. And then on the other side of her writing, I mean, she had gone to school, something with Santa Monica College for studying English literature. So she was very serious about her craft. You know, you look at her writing, she had these scrolls. I mean, scrolls that you roll up, just full of material that she had. She was very prolific. So she was extra serious about her craft. You know, and people compared her to her contemporaries, Madonna and Sade and a few other chicks. None of them came close to, you know, what she did as far as creating material. She was you know, different. There's never been one like her before her, and there hasn't been one like her since. And I don't know if there's ever going to be another one like her.
How many, because I know it's like one, I listened to a lot on YouTube when she did Deja Vu Live. How many, did she do a lot of live recordings?
People recorded her live, but she never did a live a recording as far as for a record. You know, she never did that, but her fans would show up. And her fans, I mean, you got to think about this. Her fans were like 80-90% black females. Never happened before. Black women don't want to hear nothing from no white girl, you know. And
wow.
That's who her fans were. They show up and they be out there cheering their asses off. You know,
she was household. The gentleman I mentioned, Big Dog Records, one of the things that he asked me, the CEO of that, when we were talking about Tina, was what separated her. It's to be a white woman in household in the black community. That, I don't know till today if that has been a staple where your audience is primarily 80% black, 20% Latino. And you stayed true to that throughout album after album, regardless of, you know, maybe a number two pop song in Lover Girl, whatever. Everyone that loved Tina was like a cult following. They'd sing the lyrics. They cry. They do, you know, same type of stories of Teddy Pendergrass or someone like that. You know, they throw roses, clothes up on the stage. You know,
she was underwear,
right? Oh wow! There you go, Devo. Say you better throw some boxes.
Tina had a large gay following too. I mean, you can't discount them. They were. She has a large, till to this day, she has a large gay following.
Absolutely.
Wow. Leroy, you want to add in anything, brother?
Okay, I just before I comment on on Tina, I want to thank Vaughn for coming in. He may have to run, but I just want to let him have a last word so that he can go ahead. He can do what he's got to do, and we'll.
Okay. Well, sorry about that. Go ahead, Vaughn.
I just wanted to thank you all before I left. I just wanted to just leave off. I just wanted to thank everybody for the opportunity and thank you for the feedback and the words that you have to tell me. Really resonated with me 100%. And like I told Leroy, I don't take any opportunity for granted. And I'm just very thankful and very appreciative for this and for you all, 100%.
Oh, no, hey, bro, thanks for playing us your stuff, man. That was sweet. Appreciate that, bro.
Well, absolutely.
Oh,
that was a treat.
It.
Would love to meet you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Vaughn, we're gonna be bringing you back next month. I'm gonna be putting together a new Bad Boys of R&B show with some legends. Danny Thomas of Confunction committed. The Sequence, they committed. I already know Leroy is gonna come back for me. So we got waiting to hear from two more: Larry Dodson of the Barcades and Rusty Greer from Sly and the Family Stone. Just waiting to hear back from them, see if they'll commit to listening to not only your music but a couple other young brothers that we've had here on the show. So we're bringing you back next month. So be ready.
Oh, for sure. I appreciate it, man. I will be here. I will be here.
All right. And if Alan,
okay.
You and Penny, if you guys want to come back, you guys are welcome as well, too. No problem. Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
Appreciate it, y'all. Appreciate it. Take care.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Well, my take on Tina, she was an exceptional talent and person. And she was someone who really defined music and sang from the heart and immersed herself. One of the questions I asked Vaughn was, have you felt your music? Because certainly every time Tina went on stage, she immersed herself in the music and was transformative in terms of how she went from a person to a artist. And just everything about her was just on stage was just tremendous. I mean, she belted out. And it was funny, you guys talk about some of the artists who, some of the so-called great artists, but one of the things that you did not want to do is you did not want to headline over Tina because you got a lesson. And not only in singing, but in performance and proud and everything else. And, a couple artists, I'm not going to even mention their name, that forgot the lyrics to their songs after listening to her, and went on stage and walked off. And this is a great artist. This was a great artist. So she was a very powerful person, very powerful artist. She's a very powerful being. She had a soul that was incredible. I miss my little girl, Tina.
Gone too soon. Another one gone too soon. Well, let's do this. DJ Debo put together a mix for tribute to Tina Marie. We'll be right back here on the Hilltop.
In R&B history, and as a matter of fact,
Spotify, we got it exclusive this day. It's the number one most requested R&B ballad of all time. And Rick James, what's that?
I've been here.
I want to thank DJ Debo for that Tina Marie tribute mix. Miss Penny will make sure that you guys get a copy of that. I will email it to Leroy, and he'll make sure you and Alan get a copy of that so you guys can have.
Tell him to add on something for your love.
There you go, Debo.
You know what? I was going to put that in, but the time ran out on me, and I'm going to redo it. I'm going to redo it again. I'm going to do at least a 30-minute mix because I wanted to fit more in. So if he wants to send you that one, he can send you that one, but I'm going to redo it.
Okay, that sounded great, man. That brought back so many memories.
Man, like
people
that.
Don't realize
like DJ Sean, I'd like it from the top with Vaughn's stuff from the top of the show. I missed some of the interviews of the other guests, so you can send me a clip of the whole show. I'd appreciate it.
Okay, I'll get that to Leroy tomorrow, and he can get it to you. Yes, ma'am. You got that.
And I wanted to say to some of the DJs, I mean, thank you so much from Alan and myself for the support throughout the years of a couple of the songs Alan co-wrote, produced. There's some special moments that I'm sure we both felt listening to the music. And I'm not sure if you guys are familiar, one of the jazz songs that slipped through the cracks, some of the DJs might want to take a listen, was on that Congo Square. It's called The Rose and Thorn. It was written by Tina and Terry Lynn Carrington, which she was a drummer protege, jazz protege drummer. She teaches, I think, at Berkeley. It's one of those jazz songs that has slipped through the cracks, but it's timeless.
Make sure we get that on the jazz on your jazz show, Robin. Your jazz and blues show. Make sure we get that on your show.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. This is really a great honor. I'm almost in tears over here.
I just got a text.
We truly appreciate
Vaughn's mother said she really enjoyed the opportunity for his son and appreciated him for being on the radio show. Mother's a judge. Judge Lenore Beaver's Foot.
Oh, wow. A judge.
Right on. Okay. I know he didn't get away with nothing.
I know that's right, okay?
That's right. Those special favors. Believe that. Miss Penny, we got like 6 minutes left in the show. Do you want to give us your take on music today? I know we jumped into that. Is there anything you want to add or take away from today's music?
I'm a lover of music and all genres of music, country, western, classical, world music. I'm a lover of music. I'm a connoisseur of music. Today's music, I agree with what Roy said. In every era, in every generation, there's going to be music that is made to relate to the kids of that era. And that's what's happening now. I would hope that I can play a part into the mentorship of the musicians of today as I meet them. That's pretty much, I love music. So I'm happy to have had a very successful career in what I love doing.
Yeah, we kind of like, last year, we kind of like went and brought Leroy out of retirement and brought him back and kidnapped him to the show, like... And he's been on here ever since, and we love to have him. Well, I'm glad he's a big. Go ahead, Roy.
Was he ever in retirement?
Roy,
have you ever been in
Have you ever been in retirement? He used to send me music of some phenomenal acts all over the world. He's working now as a with Lucians, I think. I mean, I don't remember
oh, yeah.
a time where you stopped. You let me know.
DJ Sean, I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of Penny, but she looked just like Roy. You can tell they siblings. They got the
oh wow! No, he didn't let me see that picture yet.
No, it's, you know he's looking at it from a different eyes. You know, I was his optometrist.
Definitely resembling.
We carry some strong genes, you know that.
Mm-hmm. They look just alike.
All right. One last question, and this is for Alan, Leroy, and Penny. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, does Tina and Rick deserve to be there?
Absolutely.
It
ain't no Hall of Fame unless they are in there. So, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't have any relevance until, you know, they put the real people in there. The little jive that they're doing, you know, in terms of who's in there, it's ridiculous. And the steps that they make you go through, I took Rick all the way to the end. Then I just said, screw this. You know, why am I doing this? You know, y'all got to have a better system than this.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, you know, he's in the Hall of Fame. If they've got a display, they got a collection, they got all of that, you know, it's just that the whole thing about going through that other process, you know, let somebody else do that. I'm not into that, you know.
Right.
I think it's a shame if you ask me, bro, to be honest about it, because how you going to have it labeled Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but you got rappers in it?
Well, not to take anything away from them, you know, because they move. I think they were looking at it as just either the success or of that particular artist, or possibly, I'm not sure what the criteria is, because like Roy said, it gets too convoluted, too much paperwork. There's a spot for everyone. Should they be in there? Absolutely. Should some of the younger artists... for me, for Tina Marie, there would not have been Christina Aguilera. There would not be certain artists that has the audience that they have that are black, white, Mexican, like Ellen said, the gay community, the world community, had not been for some of the sacrifices of some of the artists that we're talking about today.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Right. Tina had this song, and it was on her Irons in the Fire album. Matter of fact, it was the title cut. It's very spiritual. I don't know if you've ever heard that, DJ Sean, but if you get a chance, listen to it. It's part of the reason why I got into music. I wanted to touch people's spirits, and I think we did it with that song.
All right.
I definitely think that she did it with Deja Vu.
Deja Vu.
Deja Vu with myself too, because when I sit down and start listening to music, I start off listening to that. Deja Vu. It's a real heavy message in that, if you really listen to the words, that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, real heavy message. Yeah, so listen to that, yeah.
I think with Deja Vu, man. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think with Deja Vu, to really understand what that song really means, the message in that song, and how spiritual it is, you have to be in a certain state of mind, or you have to be in a certain state of meditation to really understand it.
Yep, sure do. And what she said, and what she's saying is the truth. You know, it's going on today. You know, just like Marvin Gaye song, Inner City Blues. That's going on today. So it's, you know, it's what she's sung and what Rick wrote is going on today if you really think about it. Go ahead, Miss Penny.
The music can be timeless. The best music is timeless.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the last comment I was going to make is the musicianship, pardon not. And if you listen to the arrangements in the musicianship and like the musicianship, like Alan was saying, as a writer, pen to paper, lyrically, melody, but music-wise, if you listen to some of the songs, and we have some world-renowned musicians throughout, the Stanley Clarks and Branford Marsalis and Abraham Laborio and Stevie Ray Vaughan. If someone's really into music, throughout her 14, 15-year album, Tender, listen to the musicianship of You Make Love Like Springtime, Sunny Skies, or Casanova, any of the jazz songs. You can tell what type of artist. And then, you know, and like I said, being able to play the drums, the piano, guitar, percussions. But some of this music is intense if you're into real music.
Mm-hmm.
There's an album, the Emerald City, that kind of slipped through the cracks, but it really didn't slip through the cracks as far as musicians in the industry. It may have commercially, because it didn't get the type of attention, but if I'm not mistaken, it was recognized in the rock and roll trades. You know, it made the top 100 as far as rock and roll albums of all time. So some of those songs, and it was written from a creator. She doesn't always write from a commercial standpoint. Like Roy said, it's from the soul. It's from the heart. It's wearing yourself, your inner self, your soul on your sleeve. Not many artists do that. They're singing, they're listening, you know, not writing. They don't write music and the whole package. So it set her apart and made her an exceptional artist. And personally, I'm honored to have represented her throughout her entire career.
Wow. So one last question for you guys before we let you guys go. New artists coming into the music scene, instrument writers, or artists. But what would you tell them, Miss Penny?
Learn your craft. Learn your craft. Be true to your craft. Learn the business. I'm an avid believer of it's the music business. It's not just the gear you get and jam with the guys. You need to learn the business. So I push that as strong as I push knowing the craft and being a well-rounded artist. From what to do in that studio to how are you gonna translate that on a stage? Know the music business.
All right, Mr. Allen.
I concur with what Penny said. That's the most effective advice that a young person can receive these days. I like the way that a lot of them are handling their business. Taking care of business like that young girl, her, ATR.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That little girl
absolutely
is bad.
Absolutely.
She's bad.
Oh, yeah.
Her.
Yeah, a lot of people want to work with that young lady. A lot of people wants to work with her a lot. Oh, yeah.
A girl is playing bass with her. Yuri is one of our. Comes from, actually, her father played with Rick for a little bit, but she's a tremendous bass player. She's working with her. But I would follow the same advice that Penny and Al did. One of the things I tell the artists is that, you know, it's not going to happen right away. If you take this as a career and try to develop your craft and try to enjoy it as a career, then success will come to you, you know, and because you will enjoy what you're doing, and it's going to come to you. At least you'll be proficient in what you do. You know, a lot of artists come and they think that they got to make it right away. That's when I first met Vaughn. Vaughn was like, kind of, you know, he didn't know where he was going. I said, just be true to yourself, you know, and then you'll find your way, you know. But that's the way a lot of artists, a lot of people think that I got to make it now. Well, you're not ready to make it now. If you were going to make it now, if you make it, you know, it doesn't happen like that. You know, there's 10,000 great artists out there. There's 10,000 of them, but not many of them make it. So you have to be very patient, have to look at it as a career, you know, and be happy with what you're doing.
People can hear when you're being genuine and when you're communicating with them effectively, as opposed to them trying to hoodwink their audience and fool them into believing that they're this virtuoso, you know, they can tell.
Wow. Anything else you want to add, Ms. Penny, Al, Leroy? Anything else?
No,
thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks
for
having
us.
DJ Sean.
Anytime.
You know, it's always a joy to come on. It's always, you know.
Oh, yes, sir. It's an honor to have you on every time I'm able to get you on and keep you on, Leroy. Your presence bring a major factor to, you know, these young women and young men that, you know, that come on here and we showcase their talent and just getting that, you know, that extra word from someone that's been in the business as long as you have and you're still in the business and just, you know, letting them know, you know, go back and work on this, go back and change this, go back and do that. It means a lot to those young ones that really understand, like you guys said, the music, you know, not rushing to get to be a $1 million seller or something like that. But we look for it when you come, when you're able to come. And, you know, like we say, you're the godfather of the hilltop. So, yeah.
Don't start dating me.
And Rob will send the check the end of the year. We'll send the check to you at the end of the year.
I'm still waiting for last year, man. What's going on?
Corona.
Oh, man, don't be playing it up for Corona, man. Ain't no Corona in the mail.
It's still on Sean's desk.
I think Sean got it confused with Corona beer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fresh squeezed lemon. That's fresh squeezed lemon and lime. And Miss Penny, anytime you need to, you know, get information out there for what you're doing out there in California, don't hesitate to reach out to Leroy, and he already knows I will get everything set up for you.
Man, we don't need to go between. You got the direct line. What's up with you?
Okay, I'm just, you know, I'm doing it the right way, the way you're supposed to do it. Supposed to do it the right way.
Following protocol.
Yeah.
You're just giving me more work.
Yeah. And we look forward to having you guys back on again and again. So thank you guys for taking time out of y'all's schedule out there in California and being here on the show as well. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Sean.
No problem.
Thank you. Take care. Okay.
All right. You guys have a good night.
All right. Take care.
Well, this has been another exciting show here on the Hilltop Radio Show. I want to thank everybody that tuned in, everybody that's part of the show, and everybody have a good, awesome night, and we're out of here.